and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Donald Trump, the real estate tycoon magnate, once said, "Without passion, you don't have energy. Without energy, you have nothing." Our guest today is a man who has fire in his heart. Interestingly, he puts out fires as a fireman, but he brings the fire of hope, emblazing hope into the lives of people with his life. We need men of passion, men of fire, who are able to enlighten and enliven us with hope. And our guest today is one who does that. He comes from a unique background with an athletic background. His wife is an athlete. He is from a family of athletes. And his business is one of athleticism and health. You know, the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, we're here, we exist, to lead you to Jesus Christ. We make no bones about it. It's simple, clear. That's our agenda. That's our motive. Because we live in a broken world with fragments of shards of people with shattered pasts and shattered backgrounds and brokenness in life who are hoping, wondering if there's a way to bring things back together again. And let us say at the beginning, from my guest and myself, that is indeed possible. Whatever you're going through, whatever your situation might be right now, it's indeed possible through Jesus Christ. If you would put your trust totally in Him, you would be absolutely amazed at the marvel of what He can do, what Jesus can do in your life. My guest will share about it in a very short period of time. Dwight Whitey Kaho'ohanohano is in studio with me today. He's a graduate, a proud graduate of Punahou School. He went to the University of Hawaii. He is a firefighter for the Honolulu Fire Department. He is also a personal trainer with VIP Fitness. Of course, he's a local boy, so he enjoys surfing. He's a lifelong surfer, a golfer. He works out all the time, but he especially cherishes his time with his grandbabies. Well, he's been awarded the Honolulu Fire Department Distinguished Award for Valor in 1992. He's married to Marilyn Moniz Kaho'ohanohano. They have three children, Gabby, Kanoi, and Alohi, and two grandchildren, Ezekiel and Elijah. Whitey, welcome to our show.
Aloha, Danny. Thank you for having me.
Well, where did it all begin? Where did Dwight Whitey Kaho'ohanohano, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Kaimuki, up Wilhelmina Rise and Sierra Drive.
Wow.
And we lived with our grandparents. We had a two-story house, and they lived downstairs, and we lived upstairs.
You know, Wilhelmina Rise, man, that just looking at that road from, I guess it would be from Waila Avenue, right?
Exactly.
It looks like the stairway to heaven, man.
It's a long ways. And back in those times, you remember, the bus was the only way around that we could get. So it was either that or walking. And me being an avid surfer and loved to go to the beach, we'd walk all the way from top of Wilhelmina Rise down to Waikiki Beach, sometimes with our paipo board or with our surfboard. But that's what we did.
What are some of your greatest memories of growing up as an island boy?
Gosh, there's so many. I guess community, family. Where we lived was in a cul-de-sac, a dead-end street. Mm-hmm. And back then, we all got along. We had all the different nationalities on our street, Japanese, Chinese, Portuguese, Hawaiian people. And just remember all the kids in the on the block. We all always get together and play either baseball, football, or something on the street. And when it was dinner time, we all went our separate ways. And just growing up in that community of knowing that all the personalities, we all got along. Nobody, you know, there was no prejudice at all. It was wonderful. Great, great times.
Now, we lay that as a foundation. I'd like to jump ahead a little bit, because then we can pull out all kinds of stuff from your life as you share. But take us to a time when your something dramatic happened when you were watching a television program, a program that many people know about today. Mm-hmm. But what happened at that point when you... encountered this special relationship that you have now with the Lord Jesus?
Well, Danny, I believe that the Lord had a tugging on my heart for a long time. And it was actually when I moved to Maui to be with my then-girlfriend, who is my wife now. I was working in Lahaina, and my job started at 10:30, and this particular program came on at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I'd watch it every day and see just tremendous testimonies of mainly men. What impressed me was these men, married men, some married, some single, but men just doing horrific things, terrible things, not only to their families, but in their private lives as well. And, you know, being, whether involved in gangs or actually, you know, and doing horrific crimes, and through it all, the Lord just seeing them through and totally restoring their families, totally restoring their relationships with their children. And so, and I just kept watching, and I was just amazed at how God would just turn these men's lives around. And just one day, I just saw no particular program. It was just Ben Kinchlow, I remember just talking
700 Club
right to my TV, and just said, you know, God can change your life just like how he changed these men's life on this show. And I said, well, I just was just amazed. And he asked if you wanted to receive God right then and there, and I kind of didn't know what he was talking about, but I just felt the conviction in my heart to just say yes. And I just said the prayer with him right on the TV show.
Okay, now give us some context. What were you going through at that particular time in your life?
Nothing, I would say, dramatic. I just know that I wasn't living right. You know, you can be doing horrific things, or you can just be doing things that are not of God. I was just not living the life that I wanted to. I was living with my girlfriend at the time, which in God's eyes was not right. We got involved in drugs, got involved in alcohol, and just living the party lifestyle. And I know it wasn't pleasing to God, but just knowing that and still wanting to do better. God always put people and things like the 700 Club in my life. It was just these little nuggets that just kept tugging at my heart. And then finally, I just surrendered it all.
What happened on the inside? How did you feel?
It was like literally somebody taking a brush and scrubbing with soap and water. And it just felt unbelievably clean. I'll tell you exactly what happened was, when I said the prayer and I knew that God came into my heart, I went over to the faucet. I think I shared this with you before. I went over to our faucet in our kitchen, and I turned the faucet on full blast. Water was everywhere, just shooting, and I just started to just wash my face and wash my face and wash my face. And I just, that was just what something that prompted me to do that, and I just felt cleansed, totally free.
I think that's a pretty wild thing for you to, you know, experience from a television set.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the power of media, you know, we often hear that, the power of media.
Mm-hmm.
But the power of the Holy Spirit, I mean, working through the means of a television tube and these circuitries that go on to project these images and these messages, that crossed thousands and thousands of miles. And here you are in Maui, mm-hmm. on Maui, hearing Ben Kinchlow mm-hmm. of the 700 Club, and you are touched, moved. You know, today, Whitey, somebody, as they listen, is in a place where, they might not be so far off, so down the path of badness, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. like how people sometimes feel like, well, you know, I've got to go down that path. I've got to be part of the dregs of life before God can rescue me. Mm-hmm. No, like you know, you're somewhat moderate, at least in your own mm-hmm. viewpoint. Well, somebody today may be feeling like that, but there's something in their heart that realizes they need Christ. Mm-hmm. They need the Lord. Mm-hmm. Something is missing. And Jesus can fill that. And what it is really an issue of us realizing that we have a problem with sin, something that we cannot fix on mm-hmm. our own.
Absolutely.
But that Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for us over 2,000 years ago and shed his blood on that cross to cleanse us of our sins, mm-hmm. that's the washing, the scrubbing mm-hmm. with the mm-hmm. soap brush and water mm-hmm. that you felt on the inside.
Exactly.
That Jesus Christ can clean us through the shed blood on the cross, through his substitutionary atonement, his mm-hmm. sacrifice on our behalf, that through faith in his finished work, we can have a new start and a new beginning. And the marvel of the resurrected Christ still touching people today.
Absolutely.
Like he's touched you. When we come back from our break, Whitey will talk to us more. You've heard the real crux of at least the beginnings of what took place, but a lot has happened. A lot brought him up to that place. There's things that he's experienced, wonderful things that he's experienced in his life. But so often we hear about a person's conversion, a change in their life, and we don't always hear the process and the growth that takes place as a husband and wife, as a family man, and now a grandfather. Mm-hmm. He'll share those things with us when we come back. There's some gems along the way, valuable things, lessons, principles, examples that we can learn from people like Dwight Whitey Kaho'ohanohano. And as we do that, there are always these little surprises along the way that the Lord would just say, hey, share this part. Hmm. It'll connect with somebody just like you. So stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
He lived a quarter of a century. He was 25 years old, and he's on Maui now. He grew up in Hawaii. He went to Punahou School, went to the University of Hawaii. He lived the life of an athlete. He found somebody who became not only his girlfriend, but became his wife. And he's on Maui. He's 25 years old, and he's watching television. He's watching the 700 Club, and there's Ben Kinchlow. Ben Kinchlow, of course, used to be there along with Pat Robertson. So Ben Kinchlow is there speaking, teaching, talking about God's love, Christ's love, and all of a sudden something happens in this 25-year-old young man. His name is Dwight Whitey Kaho'ohanohano, and he is... From that point, he says a prayer. Then he's there, you know, at the bathroom, the kitchen sink. He's just washing, because he describes it as an internal cleansing. I'm bringing you guys back up to speed as to what we're talking about. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. And as you listen to this, you might be thinking, okay, what's going to happen next? What took place in his life? Because there may be some points of connection. He, of course, Whitey's a fireman. He's a fitness trainer. And he's a sportsman all around, a real local boy, so he can connect with many people here. If you're listening now and you're thinking, hey, can I get the rest of the program? I want to tune in. I want to share this with somebody. Can I share it? Absolutely, yes. It's downloadable for free at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Whitey, take us from there. I want to go back. Mm-hmm. Now, something must have been going on in you. So that you go to the kitchen sink and you start washing, yes. Because you're weeping. Mm-hmm. What was that?
Honestly, I didn't know what it was. Now I do know. Of course, it was the Holy Spirit tugging on my heart and allowing Jesus to come in. But at the time, I just felt prompted to do that, and it felt like the world that was on my shoulders came off, and I was free, and I could. I felt peace, like I've never felt peace before. I felt relieved. I felt that I could do things that once I told myself I could never do, you know, to be a husband, to be a father of, you know, potentially be a father of my three daughters. And it was just an unbelievable experience. I'll never forget it.
You know, that's a really interesting thing, because so many times we are capped by our own limitations. Mm-hmm. People today feel like they're stuck, like mm-hmm. they can't get past a ceiling mm-hmm. that either they've placed upon themselves or someone else placed on them, maybe mm-hmm. a parent or a coach or somebody just mm-hmm. kind of put a ceiling on them. Mm-hmm. And it really... took away from their faith in believing that what they really want to do, what they feel God would want them to, or why God made them the way they made them. Somebody said, oh, you can't do this, or oh, you can't do that. And as you're listening to Whitey and I share, Whitey and me share these things, you might be saying, well, that's me. I remember somebody significant in my life that put a cap. But somehow, through Christ, that ceiling was lifted, or something was like busted open.
Exactly. Danny, you said some of us have somebody significant in my life. For that significant person was my dad. I love my dad, and, you know, he's somebody that I always looked up to. He's actually the former fire chief for the Honolulu Fire Department. And, you know, growing up, going to firehouses and seeing him, you know, active and very healthy, and he was a huge role model for me. And I grew up playing sports, and he kind of was my sort of coach and mentor, and, you know, taught me how to throw a ball, taught me how to catch a ball. And but there was always, no matter how good I played, no matter if I made 10 touchdowns or if I made 30 tackles in a game, it really didn't matter to him. He always reminded me of the one that I'd miss or the tackle that got away. So, it was really hard to please him. It was really hard to live up to his expectations. And so when I asked God into my life and Jesus came into my heart, I felt that those expectations were no longer there, that I could be myself, that I could be just who I am. And God accepted me just who I am, you know, the way I am. And that's the peace that I really felt.
I think you represent many, mm-hmm. Myself included. Mm-hmm. You know, well, that's why we're talking about, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. we can relate with mm-hmm. maybe the masses of humanity, mm-hmm. that somebody has influenced us, mm-hmm. and maybe more than one. But in the process, there's a yearning, and this may be something mm-hmm. that we need to really put the spotlight mm-hmm. on, is that God made each of us unique, mm-hmm. and there are gifts and talents. Some of them are just residing within us that have not even been opened up yet, mm-hmm. because we haven't allowed them. We're afraid to be embarrassed. We're afraid to fail. Mm-hmm. And yet there are things that are dormant that have vibrancy mm-hmm. and dynamic. Now, there's a certain level of freedom and expression. And I think that the scriptures talk about freedom and our ability to whether it's to share things, to think things, to be, to develop, to be used by God in the way that He wants to use us. So when you experienced that, what kind of things took place in your life that have sort of been triggered to the fruitfulness that you now bear in your life today?
The first thing that comes into mind is God's word. When I started to read God's word and apply God's word and explain to me and that I actually could apply it, and that it was not only words on a page, but it was alive, that it was substance to it. And when I started really activating it in my life, that when I heard, you know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me 100 times, thousands of times. But once I really applied it and once I really allowed it to fester into my soul and understood it, that, yeah, through God, you can do all things through Christ. I mean, and all things are possible, you know. And if you put your trust, if you apply yourself in His word, and it's been an awesome experience.
It can be an encouragement when somebody comes to Christ mm-hmm. and you see the change in their life. Mm-hmm. And then the change leads to oftentimes it leads to a chain reaction. Was there a chain reaction in your family, in your life?
Absolutely. Shortly after I received the Lord, I think it started from the day that I got saved, because there was still all that water all over the floor. And when my wife came home and saw all of that, she said, what's all this water on the ground? And I tried my best to explain what had happened. And she didn't really understand it. She kind of even chuckled. And I remember writing it down on the calendar that, you know, saved, Jesus in my heart. I cannot remember the exact day. But and she never criticized me, or she just took it as what I explained it to her. And then shortly thereafter, I asked her, would you like to go to, let's just go to church together. We need to go to church together. We need to make our relationship strong. And so, and this is amazing how God works. Her boss, who is a total born-again believer in the Parks and Recreation Division in Maui, started ministering to her. And everything he would say was, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And it ministered to my wife. And so shortly after that, God put us together. We went to a church. And she gave her life to the Lord, and God's opened up incredible doors for her, allowed her to be the associate athletic director for the University of Hawaii, and a job that she's loved and been with since 1989. And then shortly after that, friends of ours from Maui invited us, if you ever go back to Honolulu, which we did eventually, check out this church. And so both of us, my wife and I, went to the church. And then it was Easter was coming around the corner. So I said, Mom, I asked my mom, I said, Mom, you want to come to church with us for Easter? And she said, sure. So she came, and that Easter Sunday, she gave her life to the Lord. I can't even think, it was maybe a month or 2 months later, my sister came, and she gave herself to the Lord also. So it's been a wonderful chain reaction. God has put our families together, strengthened our relationships, not only with Him, but with each other. And it's just been wonderful. And the most wonderful thing now is my father is there. You know, he's reading his Bible, he's going to church, and it's just been unbelievable what God has done within our family.
You know why you bring hope? Mm. You bring hope to people. I talked earlier about the fire of hope, putting the fire of hope into people. Mm-hmm. Because you talk about things that everybody can relate with. That, you know, life, who comes from a perfect past? Mm-hmm. Who comes from a perfect family? We all have brokenness. We all have things that we wish never happened. We all wish there were things we never went through or Absolutely. Didn't have to go through. We all wish that others would have made other kinds of decisions, maybe better decisions. Sure. And that our life would be better than it turned out. But see, when you talk, Whitey, maybe I like Whitey because I like white. White is clean, man. Yes, it's pure. Mm. It's a freshness. It's a new beginning. Absolutely. Well, you talk about that's the beauty of the Lord Jesus Christ, that no matter how scattered, broken, messed up, hurt we are, somehow, some way, through Christ, we can heal.
Absolutely.
Relationships can be made whole again. Mm-hmm. A family can come together again. And
if I could share this, Danny, something that I think the viewers would appreciate. You know, it wasn't all roses growing up. One of the saddest times in my life was when I was 15 years old. And for some reason, I just remember laying in bed, and my dad walks in the room, and he looks at me and said, you know, son, I'm going to go live with grandma. And I said, well, I was 15 years old. I'm kind of half asleep, and looked up at him, and he's going to live with grandma. Why are you going to do that? And that's all he said. And found out that he never did come back. So at 15, my parents split, and that was tough.
It happens every single day, what you just described. And 15-year-olds, teenagers, were not made to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
Children, not even in their teens yet, were not. We're not built with just a natural infrastructure, constitution, to be able to deal with that kind of emotional entanglement and confusion. And gosh, I'm looking at you. I can see your eyes welling up. Mm-hmm. I can hear the tone of your voice. And somebody listening today, you just took them back. You just took them back. Not in a bad way that you're trying to hurt them, but.
No.
You took them back, but what you did at the same time is you reached out your hand, and now you guys are holding hands together. Mm-hmm. And this person that's listening right now, they don't even know, they might not even know you personally, but they know you in your experience. Mm-hmm. And they say, Whitey, you and me, brother, you and me, you know what I've been through. You know what I've felt. You know what I've gone through. And wow, you mean Jesus healed you? Mm-hmm. And maybe Jesus is healing them. And maybe they don't even know Christ right now. and it just takes them back, and they can root back a lot of the trouble, a lot of the trials that they have today as adults, mm-hmm. goes back to a broken heart back then and a point of confusion where they didn't Absolutely. Know even how to articulate what was going on. And you give them hope in the name of Christ in doing that.
Yes, it,
you know, we've got to talk. I'd like to go a little bit further on this. And then, of course, talk about Marilyn and mm-hmm. your kids, your family, sure. some of the things that you're doing now, because it all connects. When God heals a man, he heals the family too. And as he heals the family, there is a chain reaction blessing that begins to take place in society. Well, here we are. This is the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. When we come back from our break, we're going to talk more. But Whitey, I want to spend a little more time on this.
Sure.
I know it's sensitive. I know there's pain that it kind of drudges up things. But not just to dwell there, but to see the redemptive power of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're going to hear more from Whitey Kaho'o Hanohano. He's my guest today. And you know how it goes with the Good Life Hawaii Show. I think God has us at a place that we deal with the stuff of life. The shards of our broken past. It's like a glass that's shattered. And they're all different colors. And the thing is, God can put it all back into some marvelous mosaic. Dwight Kaho Hanohano is going to share that when we come back. Stay with us.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated, LNS Enterprises Marine Consultants, and Quilopo Painting Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become one, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, connecting your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
You ever feel like you look at a situation and you think, man, this thing is so way out there. I don't know if it can ever come back together. A relationship so strained, so broken, feelings hurt, over such a long period of time. But over time, Christ begins to do his marvelous work of healing. I believe that there is people right now, somebody who's listening right now, who's wondering, Lord, is it even still on the radar of your possibility that this estranged relationship that I have with my son or my daughter or my friend or my spouse or my ex-wife or my ex-husband or someone so significant in my life, at one point they were so close to me and now we are miles and miles and miles apart, like worlds away? Well, our guest today, Dwight Whitey Kahu Ohanohano, he is sharing about the possibility and the reality of healing that can take place in life. We're about Christ and what Christ can do in the lives of hurting, broken people, broken lives. I think it would relate even in areas of finance, in your career, in your health. God can do amazing things if you would allow him to be at work. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. To find out more about our program, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. You can hear this program in its entirety. And you can also, I would encourage you to pass it on to a family member or friend, someone you know who would be encouraged if they listen to it, even a part of it. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. Downloads are free, available for you. Send a link, send a Facebook link, send an email. Somehow connect them to this. Whitey, take us back. 15 years old, dad comes in, he says, I'm going to live with grandma. That's all he says. And you realize that there is a fracture, a break in the relationship with dad and mom. Mm-hmm. What happened from there?
Well, that day when he came into my room, I just remember him, you know, saying that he was going to live with grandma. I remember my mom crying in the living room, and he was gone. And my brother, my sister, and I, we looked at my mom and we kind of looked at each other and said, okay, now what do we do? Well, what's next? You know, how long is, we didn't know. We were like in a daze. How long is dad going to be with, live with grandma and grandpa? And of course, further on down the road, we realized that he had been in another relationship and wasn't planning on coming back. So we realized that mom and dad were going to split up, and we had to try and pick up the pieces. And I had an older brother who did a fantastic job of being a big brother to me and a support to my mom and my sister. And we just went on from there.
What did you do? How did you go on?
I just started to live life the best way I knew how, because I didn't know God. You know, we never went to church. We went to church as kids, but never really applied God's principles, never even knew about God's principles or his word. And that's when trouble started. You know, I just hung out with friends that I wasn't, you know, shouldn't have hung out with, and got into mischief and started the party life. And the only friends that I knew was my brother's friends, and my brother's 6 years older than I am. And so I kind of hung out with them, and I looked up to my brother, because he was the next role model. My dad was gone, so now here's my big brother, who's my role model. And, you know, he did his best, what he knew how. And we went through school, graduated through high school, barely, but we made it. And never really had contact with dad much, or if any, for a number of years.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about what has happened through Christ, mm-hmm, over the years. Now, sometimes it sounds like we do a disservice when we start to fast forward certain things, mm-hmm, especially in a sensitive dialogue like, mm-hmm, this. So having said that in mind, that we're not trying to placate, mm, whatever happened and to just kind of brush it under a rug, so to speak, because it came with tremendous hurt, tremendous grief, mm, a lot of unanswered questions that, like I said before, young people, mm-hmm, just don't know how to deal with. We weren't made to deal with those kinds of things. But hey, it's the stuff that people go through. Mm-hmm. Now I think you're uniquely qualified mm-hmm. in a strange way mm-hmm. to relate with people. Many people have come from broken backgrounds, mm-hmm. some of them like these, mm-hmm. many like these, like you and your family. But what lessons have you learned through it as you've come to Christ?
The one thing that comes to my heart is forgiveness. Forgiveness is a powerful, powerful thing. And I didn't know how to forgive. I didn't know it was possible to forgive. And only through Christ and only through learning his word that forgiveness is such a powerful tool. Remember that he's forgiven the thieves on the cross, you know, forgive them for they know not what they do. And I realized through just reading his word and sermons that I hear through my ministers, that forgiveness is a powerful tool. And I just learned over the years that, hey, this is my dad. You know, it's the only one I have, only earthly father that I have. And, you know, if I'm ever going to restore this relationship, you know, I need to take the first step. And it was only through the power of Christ that I could do that. I have to say that because there was a lot of hurt and there was a lot of disappointment. But as I learned and as God, I'd like to say, loaming my heart, softened my heart, I was able to, you know, just call him up, talk story.
Take us there.
And
what happened on that moment?
I believe he was always waiting to hear from us. I think, I don't want to speak for him, but I think he was hoping that he would hear from us soon. And I just took the step and said, hey, Dad, how you doing? You know, what you been doing? And he'd come and watch my games. You know, he'd watch a lot of my sporting events and whatever events that I was involved in. He tried to come, but he'd always leave before it would end. And never made really much verbal contact. But throughout the years, just slowly, God just totally restored. We started to just get together more, meet for lunch. And he's an avid golfer, and I love the game of golf too. And we started to maybe once a month play golf. We never really talked about it. We never really talked about why you left mom or why'd you do that to us. I never did bring up the subject. I just allowed God to just restore us peacefully through his own way. I said, God, if this is meant to be, then so be it. I miss my dad, and you know, and he totally restored it.
The folds of the human heart, mm-hmm. Whitey, have many, many, many layers. Mm-hmm. And each time we lift up one layer and we lift up another layer, and we can go on and on, mm-hmm. as it were. It seems like the intricacies of the layers of the folds of the human heart are so immense. I want to go to a place that's very tender, mm-hmm. because I think it'll relate to many people who are listening to you today, and they might be feeling like, okay, you were able to do it, mm-hmm. but I'm not there. I'm just not there yet. You've been hurt? I think I've been hurt more. Mm-hmm. I think I went through more than you went through. And then what? You know, maybe you were able to, maybe God gave you an extra grace. Mm-hmm. But you know, for me right now, someone says, I don't have that grace. What do you think the Lord is wanting to do? You know, I know what the answer is. Mm-hmm. I know what mm-hmm. and they know what the answer mm-hmm. is. But what is something that you feel you can do to help somebody who is in a place like that? Because there are many people who are like, they know the right thing to do mm-hmm. in their head, mm-hmm. but in their heart, the folds are too deep and they're scarred.
Sure.
What then?
I can say this to them is there's no way you're going to do it on your own. That's for one thing that I had to come to realization about, that I could not do this on my own. So the more you allow God to minister to you, or to work through this process, so to speak, the more he will give you ways or comfort you in the times where you need comfort the most. I mean, I really thought it was, I had no idea. I had no way of thinking, how can I get this relationship back with my dad on my own? I didn't want to call him. I didn't want to talk to him. So just by me allowing God to restore my life, my own personal life, my own spiritual life, and growing in the things of God, that's when the power of forgiveness started to minister to me, and through God's word and through his love, and just softened my heart towards my father. And so I was able to...
You said you use the Hawaiian word lomi lomi.
Lomi
lomi, 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 my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can explain that. You know, some mm-hmm. we have people... We mm-hmm. have a large military
mm-hmm.
Group of family of, as part mm-hmm. of our family of listeners, military people mm-hmm. come from different parts mm-hmm. of the island. I mean, different mm-hmm. parts of the country, even sure. different parts of the world that are hearing. What is lomi lomi, my heart?
Oh, lomi lomi is a Hawaiian word for massage. And what God does is he really massages your heart. And not, of course, in a physical sense, but in a spiritual sense. He'll soften, he'll take off the rough edges. And in ways where you don't know how to do it, he does it for you if you allow him to do it. And all it is just the comfort, his embrace, his tenderness, his love. And lomi lomi is just it. As you continue to massage, as you continue to lomi lomi, like God did to me, I was able to get to a point where I could come to say, Dad, you know, my dad, I love you.
I want to do something right now.
Mm-hmm.
As you're sharing, let's do this. Mm-hmm. Somebody right now, and we want to be very personal about mm-hmm. these things, you know. Somebody singular, as you're listening through this, wherever you are, mm-hmm. the Lord is saying something to your heart. There's a person that needs to be, you need, that needs to be forgiven by you. Mm-hmm. You feel so far distant of being able to do that. But the Lord needs to lomi lomi mm-hmm. your heart. I'm wondering, Whitey, if you can lead in a prayer. And if, as you hear this, if you're able to just say, Lord, you're right. I can't do it on mm-hmm. my own. In fact, I don't even really want to do it, mm-hmm. but Lord, if you're willing to work in me, if you can lomi lomi my heart, okay, then begin to lomi lomi. Would you lead in a prayer, Whitey?
Sure. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful and thankful for your love, your presence, and your Holy Spirit. Lord, I ask if anyone out there is listening to my story and to Brother Danny here, and they're broken, and they've gone through a situation similar or exactly like mine, that they've maybe parents were divorced or lost a father, lost a mom, or a far distant relationship that they want to restore. Lord, I ask through your grace and your mercy that you work through their hearts and allow your spirit to lomi lomi their heart, to soften, to take away the chaff, to break away the hardness and allow your Holy Spirit to touch them and to restore relationships with their families, with their loved ones. Lord, I ask that you touch every listener who is going through a situation like this, that it's not by their strength, but it's by your power and by your grace, that only through you, Lord, they can restore relationships. And I thank you, Lord, for working through this ministry and through this time, that you will touch each and everyone out there who longs to restore relationships with their loved ones. And we ask this in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. Whitey, when we come back from our break, well, first of all, thank you for leading in that prayer, because it means so, it's profound, coming from you who are walking through it.
Thank you.
It's not somebody that's coming from a sterile point of view and theoretically saying this. You've been in it. You've lived in it, and you're experiencing the grace of God in it. When we come back, I want you to talk to us. Well, let's talk about family.
Sure.
Let's talk about your kids. Let's talk about your grandkids and the marvel of the Ohana, marvel of the family. When we come back from our break, we'll hear more. Whitey Kaho'ohanohano, he's a fireman. He's a fitness trainer. He owns his own business. Long time with the Honolulu Fire Department. Awarded a Distinguished Medal of Valor in his acts of service as a fireman. But he's got a heart that's on fire for the Lord, that's helped him through some of the most difficult times. When we come back, we're going to hear about his family. You'll be amazed. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. This is a special time with Whitey Kaho'ohanohano. I'm Danny Yamashiro, thegoodlifehawaii.org. You can find out more at thegoodlifehawaii.org and get the free download of this show. Whitey, tell us about Marilyn Moniz Kaho'ohanohano, your dear wife.
My wife of 25 years, this past February, made 25 years. She is pretty much everything to me. She's quite a special woman. She's currently the Associate Athletic Director at the University of Hawaii. She's been there since 1989. She's blessed me with three beautiful daughters, Gabriella, Kanoi, and Alohi.
And what are they doing?
Gabby's the oldest. Mm-hmm. She's a mom, being a staying-home mom. I have two beautiful, spunky grandsons.
That's Ezekiel and Elijah.
Yes.
I love those names.
So do I. sort of my, the double E, I call them.
They're, double E.
Yeah, they're just wonderful kids and growing in the things of God, love to come to church with Papa, and I'm excited about their future. Mm-hmm. Kanoi is working, and Alohi is in college in New Jersey, Lakewood, New Jersey, going to playing volleyball up there. Yeah, so I'm excited for her. She just spent a week with my wife at the WAC tournament and spent some time together. So,
have you had a chance to visit her on the East Coast?
I have not. My wife has twice, and
got so this is her freshman year.
This is her freshman year. Okay. Yeah, she had a wonderful experience. She played a lot and excited about, you know, just she's seen so many things that I haven't even been to the East Coast. Ashamed to say, but she's been to New York, to Philadelphia, to Delaware, New Hampshire. It's just amazing, just through, you know, school and through sports, that she's experienced all these wonderful places.
It's amazing how kids are able to travel nowadays. Yeah,
amazing. I'm so happy for her.
Wow. Well, enjoying grandfatherhood with double E.
Oh yeah, huh? Ezekiel. He's going to be the next middle guard for the Warriors.
Warriors.
Oh, he's a big kid. Big kid with a big smile. And he brings lots of joy. And Ezekiel, he's got to be the running back because he can run. Ooh. That kid just loves to run. And so hopefully his older brother can block for him and they can be a team together.
Team. And they're only one year apart.
1 year apart. So,
are you going to be hearing more and more of the Kaho'o Hanohano? Oh, what's their last name?
Salanoa.
Salanoa.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah. Salanoa. That's Ezekiel, a football
yes,
name.
Yes, it is.
Here in
yes,
these
it
islands,
is.
Salanoa.
So,
Well, Whitey, a big mahalo to you. I thank you for sharing your heart.
Thank you. Oh,
my
pleasure,
this has been
Dan.
A real gut level, heart to heart time of sharing, and I thank you for taking the time out of, you know, the schedule that you have. I know it's pretty tight, but you've carved this out so that you could share your life and the life of Christ in you with our dear listeners. Mahalo for doing that.
You're welcome. Thank you, Danny.
In the next few days, you're going to hear stories of inspiration and hope, like this story. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus Christ with someone near you. Invite someone to listen in, 2 p.m. each day and 12 midnight. Our stories are also downloadable now at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Go ahead and share them with a friend. Jeremiah says, "The Lord said to me, 'You have seen correctly, for I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled.'" It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Dwight Whitey Kaho'o Hanohano. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.